Lawmakers in Vermont are moving to wrap up the 2019 legislative session. The Democratic-controlled House and Senate have been unable to find compromises on their two big priorities, boosting the minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next few years and creating a paid family and medical leave benefit. And things got a bit chaotic today. Here with the latest is VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. Hey, Pete.
They were chaotic indeed.
So what's the, Pete, what's the latest? Are lawmakers, I mean, is paid family leave and medical or minimum wage off the table?
Almost certainly for this year. Now, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson and Senate President Tim Ash had their first head-to-head talks at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. First talks in a while, I should say. It was this last-ditch effort to salvage a deal on paid leave and minimum wage. The House and Senate have been at an impasse for weeks on these issues. Mitzi Johnson emerged from that meeting and said, there's going to be no deal on those bills this year. It's not going to happen. It's time for us to wrap up work for 2019, and we can come back to fight another day for these bills in 2020. Tim Ash, though, wasn't so ready to give up. And so what ended up happening is the House has adjourned for the year, passed an adjournment resolution. The Senate, though, is going to come back on Wednesday. Before they did that, they passed the paid leave bill. They passed the minimum wage bill. It's their hope that House lawmakers will, given a few hours to breathe and look back on things, say, okay, well, let's look at what the Senate passed and maybe come back and consider it. But the House has assured me there is zero chance that that will happen.
Okay. So, I mean, to back up a bit, Democrats have these big majorities in both chambers. So why did things play out this way? Why did it get to this point?
Yeah, I'm sure there are 100 reasons why. But here are two that are pretty clear. Differences in policy, right? Substantive differences in the way these policies should be formed such that they deliver an appropriate and sufficient benefit to workers while not overburdening businesses and other entities that are going to be subject to higher payroll costs as a result of these pieces of legislation.
Basically, different timelines for implementing a higher minimum wage.
Absolutely. Different timelines for implementing a higher minimum wage, but also, you know, the size and robustness of the paid family leave plan. But there were some personality issues going on too. And these House and Senate negotiators, you know, were not working together in a way that was going to facilitate the best possible outcome, at least from a sort of negotiating standpoint. And I think things got tense, and I think sometimes people got angry, and I think that was at cross purposes with their ultimate goal of getting a deal.
And I mean, how did that contribute to the atmosphere in the state house today?
It was wild. And I know, like, most people probably don't get too wowed by craziness going on in the legislature. Uh-huh. They have their own lives going on. But for people that have been in that building for even like decades, they'd never seen anything like it. There was all this, you know, legislative jujitsu going on from leaders in both chambers trying to outsmart, outthink, outwit one another. Lot of gamesmanship, a lot of showmanship, and it was really something to behold.
How unusual is this? Like, had you personally, Pete, seen anything like this at the statehouse before?
No, there's all. I mean, the legislature. Its rules, its customs. It is in many ways designed to breed dysfunction. Like the system makes it as hard as it possibly can for people to get things done. And that's by design. But what we saw today was really next level in terms of the amount of, attempts at shuttle diplomacy going awry and then, people really just kind of trying to outdo each other on the strategic front. They leave now. And I think there are a lot of people that are hoping that tempers have time to cool, and that people can maybe have some off-session conversations that make sure so that something like this does not happen again in 2020.
And just to back up one more time, Pete, the Senate will come back next Wednesday, and assuming they adjourn, things will be done for this year.
That's right. Tim Ash made very clear today that he's not looking to draw this out longer than Wednesday. If the House decides that it is not willing to come back to take up the paid leave and minimum wage bills that the Senate passed today, he says they will put an end to this on Wednesday and they will adjourn for the year as well.
All right. That's VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.